The 25th of Kislev is about more than the holiday of Hanukkah. Our rabbis tell us that the 25th day of Kislev was supposed to be the inauguration of the Mishkan. It was then, in the middle of the winter, that the Mishkan was supposed to be set up. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited. He pushed off the inauguration of the Mishkan till the spring, till the first of Nisan. But says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the 25th of Kislev, I'll make it up to you. Something will happen later in history. And that was Hanukkah. On the simplest level, so the Mishkan was supposed to first be established on the 25th of Kislev. It got pushed off, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a different type of Chanukas HaMizbeach. A new beginning would be on the 25th. But the Maharal explains that this idea goes so much deeper. The Maharal explains that, of course, the Mishkan was supposed to be on the 25th of Kislev for a reason. It wasn't a random date. It wasn't just when they got all the materials together. Why should the Mishkan in the first place have been inaugurated specifically on the 25th of Kislev? And how somehow years later would the holiday of Hanukkah replace the building of the Mishkan? It's so much more, says the Maharal, than you think. The 25th of Kislev is exactly 3 months since the 25th of Elul. And the 25th of Kislev falls right around the winter solstice. Now, I know we're not allowed to say that. There's a lot of Hanukkah bashing these days, not only from the New York Times. People talk about the fact that in their minds, Hanukkah was just some pagan festival. It was the shortest day of the year, the least light. And pagans made a festival, Lahavdil Elef Havdalos, when the days started to get longer again. The 21st is the solstice. By about the 25th, it's already getting light again. The Maharal says that this idea, far from being outside of Yiddishkeit, is exactly what the 25th of Kislev is about. On the 25th day of Elul, the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created what? He created light. And that light continues to shine and get less and less until the 25th of Kislev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light is in all of its glory on the 25th day of Elul, and it diminishes until the 25th day of Kislev. What's supposed to happen on the 25th day of Kislev? Man is supposed to take over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light gets less and less and less, and then on the 25th day, man was supposed to take over from there. The building of the Mishkan, the creating of a world. The Mishkan is a microcosm of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts to create his world, his light, on the 25th of Elul, and 3 months later, so to speak, mankind is supposed to take it from there. It's for that reason that the Mishkan is supposed to be inaugurated on the 25th of Kislev. It doesn't happen that year. But someday, the 25th of Kislev would have to be special again. And it was at the time of Hanukkah. Not just, says the Maharal, because we lit a menorah, not just because we rededicated the Beis HaMikdash, but specifically because we created a holiday of Hanukkah. And a mitzvah, midrabanan, of lighting the menorah. On the 25th day of Kislev, man, the Jewish people, takes off from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu left off. He takes over where HaKadosh Baruch Hu left off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is represented by the light which is given on the 25th of Elul and then diminishes as we get closer to the 25th day of Kislev. And it's then on the 25th day of Kislev that it's our turn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us not just a beautiful world, but istakel b'oraisa ubara alma. He created the world based on a blueprint of the Torah. But on the 25th of Kislev, the Jewish people, Chazal, took the Torah forward. The mitzvah, the rabbinic celebration of Hanukkah, the rabbinic mitzvah of lighting the menorah, is us taking over where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, left off. But it goes beyond that. The mere lighting of that candle is taking the next step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so much for every one of us. Even at this very difficult time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with so much. And he gives us so much, and despite that, sometimes we feel that there's not enough there. We get run down. It's the winter. The days are short. The days are cold. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what your job is? I want you on the 25th of Kislev to light a little fire by yourself. I've given you so much, but I need you now. I need you to light that fire. I need you to reach deep inside. You don't have to create more than a tiny little nair. But at this time in the darkness of the winter, I want you to take that tiny little fire. I will take it from there.